Since time has just pushed us from 84 over to 85, I'd like to talk to you about the most precious thing in all the world, and that's time this morning. How precious time really is. I'm going to read you in the scripture from in Ephesians, the 14th, 15th, 16th verse. It says, "Awake, thou that sleepest." I feel like America's sleeping this morning on the pleasures of this present world. We need to wake out of our sleep and realize that time is swiftly passing us on into eternity. First thing he warned us to wake out of our sleep. He said, arise from the dead. You need to be alarmed and wake up. And the Bible said, and Christ shall give thee light. As we go out into 1985, we've never walked this way before. You're going to need the light of the Lord Jesus Christ as you walk down through 1985, because the uncertainty of time hangs over our head at all times. Verse 15, he said, seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as a fool. The Bible classes us all, and the Lord Jesus Christ did this, as wise or foolish people, as we walk down through this world. He said, not to be as a fool, but as a wise man, looking forward, John, towards the future, and that great eternity out there where we're going to have to live. It said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This is the evil world that God ordained that we walk down through. And we need the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ and his light as we walk down through this evil world here. The Lord expects us to live a good testimony before a wicked and adulterous generation that we live through going out yonder towards eternity. We need to redeem our time because it's precious and use it wisely, because we don't get to use our time but once. The days are evil. As we walk down through 85, let me warn you, you need to watch and pray and live every day and night cautiously. One night or one day, you could ruin your memory where it haunts you the rest of your life. Time is the most precious thing we have. Let me beg you to use your precious time wisely. You're letting your hours and days and weeks and months and years roll by. Are you using them wisely, or are you wasting your time? You need to be learning more about the Bible and putting into practice in your life the things in the Word of God, how we should live, and to lay our treasures up yonder in heaven, not on this world. Are you living a spiritual life, or are you wasting your time after the pleasures and treasures of this world, which time is swiftly moving you away from? When the day is past, it'll become yesterday. You can't change a word or deed or a thought. It's in the books of history of your life forever. And we'll have to meet again yonder at the judgment. I'd like to mention a few men that done some things yesterday. They'd give all the world if they could just get back on the other side of yesterday. We might start with old Adam and Eve. Let Satan come down through that beautiful garden, and he deceived them into sinning against God. God took them out of the garden and said, by the sweat of your brow, you can earn your bread. Can you see old Adam? He said there, oh, if I could get back on the other side of yesterday, I'd never risk sinning against God. Let me warn you about another man that lived one foolish day. That was
Esau in the Bible.
He come in from a hunting trip hungry. He sold his birthright for a morsel of bread. In his weakness, he sought that birthright all the rest of his life in tears. He could never regain the thing he lost in one day in his weakness. I worked around the chain gang for a year one time and talked to prisoners. I talked to several, said, oh, if I get back past yesterday when I killed that man. Said, everything, all the wicked things, and yet everyone told me that the reason I'm on the chain gang, I got drunk one day and didn't know what I was doing. Two of them told me, in my drunken stupor, I killed people. I got the rest of my life to spend here on the chain gang. Oh, if I could get back to yesterday and just change what I did yesterday. Let me warn you again to watch and pray. A young girl can go out in one foolish night and live and lose her virtue and live in remorse and regret all the rest of our life, her life. You can't get back to yesterday when it's past. You spend your days one day at a time and they're gone forever in the history books of God. That's the reason we need to watch and pray and walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said if we're to wake out of our sleep, He'd give us light on our pathway as we went down through the world. And my, that's what we need as we're living down through 1985, the uncertainty of time. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation and Satan deceive you and cause you to sin against God. And then you'll be in remorse the rest of your life. Most of the men I've talked to in my pilgrim journey had several yesterdays that they wish they could get back and relive over again. I wouldn't play the fool no more. I know of two neighbors that lived together. They had a big fuss one day. They never dreamed that that's the last time they'd ever see each other. One of them men was killed in a car wreck. That was the last conversation. The other lived in remorse the rest of his life and said, I wish I could get back and change that awful conversation me and that man had together. So you better examine the time as you spend it and not have to live in remorse all the rest of your life. Right now is the only time you really have. The future may never come. You may never see the sun set on the first day of this new year. Tomorrow the obituaries will be full of people that died and went into eternity. Now is the time to plan your time wisely. I'd like to tell you a reason to why time, you need to use your precious time wisely. Your eternal destiny depends on how you live your time. You're going to live eternally somewhere in everlasting happiness or everlasting misery and contempt. You're an eternal being living here on this earth. And according to the Bible, death does not end at all. You've got an eternity to live out yonder forever and forever. And you've got a judgment out there where God's going to ask you and me how we spend our time in our days here upon this earth. When once time is gone, it's ended. Your life is ended forever. We only live one life and one time upon this earth. Plan to live the rest of your life wisely. If your life needs remodeling, start now. I see so many people that need to remodel their lives and line it up with the Word of God. You need to build every day right in line with the Word of God, because eternity and the judgment's always before us, it's certain. It's appointed unto us to die, and after that the judgment. While I'm talking about a remodeling, I might mention a couple of men in the Bible that remodeled their life. Old Zacchaeus in the Bible, his life had got all out of line, and he is greedy for the treasures and pleasures of this world. He climbed up in a sycamore tree to watch the Lord pass by. He came down out of that sycamore tree and received the Lord, and he started remodeling his life and laying up his treasure yonder in heaven like the Lord commanded to do. Going out, giving to the poor, restoring the things he had done wrong and was in remorse about in his life. The prodigal son wasted his life in righteous living. But one day he sat down yonder upon the fence, and he remembered his father's house. He confessed that I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against my father. I'm going to return home and remodel my life. He forsook the far country and came home and said, I'll just take the place of a servant. I want to remodel my life and get ready for the long ages of eternity. So if your life has got out of line, let me beg you to come back to God and line it up again with the Word of God. But when your life gets out of line, you waste all them years, you can never regain them. Repentance won't regain the wasted years of your life. They're yonder in the books of eternity. My, it's awful. God will forgive, but you can't get back and relive yesterday over. Let me warn you, the sun in your time may be setting. Remember, you might have 1985 up on your tombstone. You have no guarantee of life. Death is on our trail. We're sitting in death row. That time, that clock is like a time bomb ticking you on into eternity. One day it's going, that clock will explode and you'll be in eternity in the presence of God. The young and the old have to die. You have no assurance of time because you're young. You better add up the days and years of your life, how far you've come in the journey of life, and think seriously and be a wise man like I read you about, and not as a foolish man. How much time do you think you've got left? God gave us this time. He put us here in this earth and gave us a certain amount of time. And we're going to have to answer to God someday. How have you used your past time? Have you ever used it to settle your eternal issues with God? What have you done with your youthful years, your leisure time, your Sabbath days? You better examine your conscience and let your conscience waken you up and study the Word of God, because your time is more precious than money. You might waste your money and you might regain more money, but when you waste your time, your days and months and years, they're gone forever. Time is the most precious thing. You better be wise and wake up. It'd have been better for you to die, baby, than for you to waste your time and your years and live a long life and go out into eternity and never made no plans. And peace calling with God. Every morning and every evening, you better examine your time. How am I going to spend the day? When night comes, you better look back and see how you spent your days. If you sent any treasures up yonder to heaven to meet you yonder in the judgment, if you made peace call and election sure with God, that's my prayer while you still have time. Once time ends, there's no hope of becoming reconciled to God out yonder, the other side of the grave. Don't sin against God. If you're not saved and the Holy Spirit is still dealing with you or your conscience, then God's very near to you. It's the most precious time you'll ever spend when the Spirit of God is wooing your conscience. You better take time to heed the call of the Holy Spirit upon your conscience. And let it awaken you and bring you to repentance and line you up with the Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll give you His Spirit and set you in that narrow way that leads to our eternal home. As I bring this to a close, that's my prayer for each one of you, that you may make your peace call and election sure with God if you hadn't already done so. Spend your days and years wisely. Watch and pray lest you sin against God and live the rest of your days in remorse and regret. But come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, and He'll give you light upon your pathway in the pilgrim journey of your soul. Is my prayer in Jesus' name.
The atom bomb is awful and very destructive, I've heard. But there is a day that's more awful. It's written in God's holy word. You'll find it in chapter 20, starting at the 11th verse. In the book of Revelation, of all days, this is the worst. Then, sinner, there'll be no more mercy. Won't do you no good to pray. As you stand there rejected, found guilty, and you'll have to pay. There'll be preachers and their congregation. They'll be weeping and gnashing their teeth. All the one that they have rejected will utter, depart from me. Then if not now, you'll become guilty. Then you will take all the blame. The Lamb's book of life will be open. They'll look, but they can't.